Okay, so welcome everybody to this bonus training that we're going to be doing on the 7 ways to clear money clutter. And of all of the things that I could have chosen, why in the world are we going to be talking about clearing money clutter? Here is the rationale. Okay, so why declutter? On this first slide, we're talking about the fact that nature abhors a vacuum. Have you ever heard that term? Have people heard? It might be more commonly phrased in, I think, spiritual books, perhaps. But nature abhors a vacuum, and that is the truth. And the only thing that that means is that if there is a space, something will fill it. So it may as well be something that you like. The other thing is why we're talking about decluttering is the fact that when you want to attract something good and new and more elevated in your life, you want to create a vacuum. Now that's a very, very funny thing, is because it's actually one of the universal laws of prosperity, is that if you want to create good, greater prosperity and greater abundance in your life, you have to physically act on creating a vacuum. And what I mean by that is that you will want to get rid of things that no longer serve you. And you will also want to act in such a way that creates a space for you to welcome what you want in. So when you are releasing things that no longer serve you, whether it is a belief, whether it is some type of energy, whether it is a relationship, a friendship, something physical. When you do that, what you actually do is you raise your energy and you raise your frequency and your vibration. And people have heard of that. I talk about that a lot. Is that when you raise your energy, you can then attract what you desire. Because when we desire something, it's usually at a higher level frequency than where we are. So if you're able to see me on the screen here, we've got this kind of like two layers where you, by decluttering and by releasing what no longer serves you, you are raising your vibration to match and become aligned with that which you desire. And that's why we're doing this. That's why we are wanting to raise your energy, because of the fact of this universal law of creating a vacuum. And so if you ever follow me with my teachings and so forth, I will say to you, create a vacuum. So this is what I mean. If you are wanting something, and especially if you're wanting something big, you have to make the space for it. I'm going to give you a little example. You're seeing the back behind me. I'm in my office. This office was completely renovated last summer. And I had a vision in mind of what I wanted it to look like, because I energetically felt like I am stepping up to the next level of this higher version of my purpose, of what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, the teachings that I'm supposed to be helping empower women with. And so I did that purposely because I wanted to recycle and move forward the energy that no longer served me. So everything in this office was taken out, and things like files and all sorts of things that you know, I hadn't even looked at. I loved keeping magazines, apparently, and I had never even looked at them, you know, for years and years. And so when I got rid of all of that and started fresh again, that is a form of creating a vacuum. And I will tell you this, that energy itself must have completely made me so excited about what it is that I'm doing and so grateful for the service that I kid you not that my business doubled. My business doubled within 3 months. And so I want you to really keep this in mind that, you know, this is a fun thing to listen to because we have all these little actions that we're going to be taking. But do not be fooled by its simplicity because it has very powerful outcomes that it can create for you. So the next slide. So if you're going to prepare to really take on this next 7 steps that we're going to be talking about, the 7 ways to clear money clutter. So when you do that, you can do that for the sake of just feeling renewed and refreshed. But the other thing that you can do is you can actually get very, very clear and have a goal in mind. So, you know, let's say that you want to go on vacation, but you want to actually make it your dream vacation. So it could be something that you're thinking, how am I going to make that and how is that going to manifest in my life? And one of the ways to do that is to start getting the energy going is to create a vacuum. So it's to declutter. So the answer that you want to be able to tell yourself and to really, you know, get a sense of what it is that you really want is to answer, what new situation or experience do you want to welcome into your life? And that's how you'll know that there is some clarity with that goal that you have in mind. So that's just the preparation to declutter before we do the 7 steps, because you can do this even if you just wanted to have a nice new energy. But the reason why you're doing this is because I want to help you be intentional. I want to help you to have your goal in mind that you feel like, wow, I can really put this into action and there's going to be something good that can come out of it. Okay? So the next slide is the first. Money clutter action number 1. Who owes you money? Now that sounds funny. Why am I talking about? Who owes you money? Because what I want you to do is I want you to think about this, and I want you to make a list of all the people, each person who owes you money. So you have like 2 columns. Who owes you money and how much? Okay? And it could even be, it may not even be one individual. It could be a company. You know, it could be that you didn't submit your health claims and you're owed that money. You know, it could be anything, something like that. Think of that, because you will want to contact them and talk to them about your money. So, and that is the flip side too, is who do you owe money to that you forgot to pay or that you forgot to give it to? So sometimes what can happen is, you know, you'll go out for a night out with friends or with family, and somebody will say, oh, I'll spot you. And, you know, time goes on and you forgot about it and they forgot about it. And I want you to think hard about that, because sometimes those things are just so fleeting, but it actually has an energetic consequence in that you always want to have integrity with your word and with your action. And when those 2 things are in alignment, it is so, so powerful, because what happens is that you get to really then be part of the flow of abundance of receiving and of giving. And that may sound funny. It's like, who owes me money? Who do I owe money? But you know, the universe is paying attention and your energy pays attention to that. So that's the first action, is who owes you money and who do you owe money to? And let's say if it's, you know, it's a bigger sum and you realized that, oh my goodness, you know, I owe much more than I thought, then you can always contact them and be really honest with them and put a plan in place, you know, because what's really important here is your word and your actions are all in alignment that has integrity. And that will serve you well in anything, because you will find that the way people react to you will be different because you're clearing your energy. Okay? Does anybody have any question before I go to the next slide about that? Okay. Slide number two, money clutter action number two is clear bills and receipts. So what am I talking about? So if you get all your bills electronically, put them in a bills and receipt folder electronically. And the reason why is money, you don't want that money energy to be caught up. Money likes speed and it needs to flow. And if there are bills that you're forgetting about, that means that there is an energy of it's almost like a...
JJ got slammed. He was the one that had all the files.
Sorry. Maybe
someone needs to mute themselves.
Yeah, Cynthia, can you mute yourself? Okay, all right. No problem. Okay, we totally get where you are. Okay, thank you. And so you'll want to do that. If you still get your bills physically, you will want to have a folder for them and to have them all in one place. And I'm going to tell you this story, and it's like the reason why I put this here is because I've been so guilty of this. You know, sometimes I would just put them in piles, my bills in piles. This was years ago. Now everything's electronic, and I'll tell you that in a second. But I would put them in piles, and then I would forget. And then this is what you don't want to do, is you don't want to have to pay the charge. The interest charge, because not only are you owing to the universe, but you're owing more, right? So what I started to do, I put a schedule on all of my bills. So all my bills are a schedule. And I actually, probably for 2 years, have not actually seen a bill because it's been paid when it comes in. So if you can figure that out with your bank and sort that out, it will really, really serve you. So anybody have a question? I think we're good. Okay. So this money clutter action number two is going to also tie into money clutter action number three. Just one thing I do want to point out, feel free to take notes. I am recording this, but feel free to take notes, because if there's something that catches your attention and you're thinking, oh, this is a brilliant idea, you want to capture it, because what usually happens is we forget. Even though it's so vivid in that moment that I'll never forget, something will happen and it's not the same flavor. So you'll want to capture it. Okay. Money clutter action number three is develop a payment plan and schedule payments. It's just exactly what I was talking about, that I haven't actually seen a bill in a long time, because as soon as it comes in, it's already paid for. So there's no late payments. It's really amazing for your credit score. So keep that in mind. It's amazing for your credit score. Now, what you want to do in situations where you have outstanding like credit card bills and you can't pay it all at once is make sure that you're paying everything on time and you're paying just a little bit more that goes beyond covering the interest. And what you do is, and I've done this in the past too, is set up a different revenue stream, okay? Think of something that you can do that is going to create a vacuum. Have a garage sale. Have, you know, now on eBay and all these other places that you can sell things that even clothes that you would have loved that you've only worn once, all of these. Any monies that you get that you can put into that little folder, little revenue stream project goes into paying down that credit card debt. So you can make this fun because it doesn't have to come from any place else except this imagination that you created because you said, oh, hey, I'm going to accelerate payments because now I can do so. So as you're creating the vacuum of getting rid of all of this clutter, you're also creating a space where you have these great ideas of how you can bring in more revenue. And I'll have to tell you, some of the best ideas sitting around a kitchen table can turn into a really good business idea. So, you know, put on your thinking cap and your creative imagination because the answer is already within you. Okay, so I bet you whoever's listening here, I'm sure you've already got an idea. And you're also creative because that's why you're here. People connected to me are always creative. So I bet you you've got something. You know, you might have a million-dollar idea right now. You know, it could be, today could be the day. Uh-oh, Emily, I saw that. You're having a thought. Good, good. Okay, anybody have a question? Okay. All right. Money, clutter, action number four. Okay, this is fun, people. Gift cards and checks. Okay, for your birthday, gifts out of the blue, Christmas, whatever it is, if people give you gift cards and checks from relatives, my mother still gives me a check every birthday, do not put it in a drawer and leave it there. Okay? Does anybody have, right now who's listening, does anybody have a gift card or a check that hasn't been cashed? Does anybody have that right now? Okay. All right. So for those of you who have it, the way to create a vacuum is to spend it within the next 48 hours. Find a way to spend it within the next 48 hours. Maximum a week. But, you know, think of this as, remember that money comes to you through people. Even though we talk about money in the spiritual sense, these people who you get it from are the conduits from spirit. They are the conduits that have to give you in physical form, the check or the gift card, all of that. So be aware that as I'm talking about this, I actually just remembered a place where I put a gift card. So I'm going to be going to look at it there because I actually spent most of it, but I have like $40 left. So sometimes you can get a really big gift card and then you think, oh, I'm going to spend it at different places and then you forget about it. So if this is you, moving, first of all, find where it is, spend it in the next 48 hours to create a vacuum. And moving forward, you will want to just be so grateful to the universe for giving this to you, because this is like, think of it as money from heaven that the universe is saying is that this is free, this is yours, enjoy it. And this will tie back to the goal that you have in mind of what it is that you're trying to create in your reality, is that, remember, the more joyful, the more excited and grateful you are, the more that your energetic level and your vibration rises. And all of this, all of the actions that you're doing is because you get into alignment with that which you desire. And when there is alignment, there is the connection, and the attraction just happens like that. So this is why we're doing all of this. So anybody have a question? Okay. All right. So money clutter number 5. Okay. So when I asked everybody to please get your wallet, do you have your wallet now, Emily? And Cam, you have it too. Okay. So whoever else is listening, Sam, Lena, Cynthia, Sherry, Lori, look at your wallet. Look at your wallet. Does your wallet say that this is the wallet of a woman who is prosperous? So have a look at it. Is it, if it looks like it's like tattered, look at it in the inside, is it organized? Do you have like, I've seen all kinds of wallets because I do this live sometimes, in person, I mean. And, I've seen some people who put gum on a receipt, wrap it up, and stick it in their wallet. I mean, I've seen that in their coin drawer, in their coin section there. So what does your wallet look like, Emily? Just because I can see you. Can you?
I just discovered a card that when I got a refund at a store, they gave it to me on a card, and I thought I had spent it all, and I just discovered I had $8 on it. So
fun.
I guess I need to spend that.
Yeah, fun. In general, how do you like your wallet? Does it make you feel prosperous?
I like my wallet a lot. I'm very conscious of my wallet. It was a gift from my daughter, and so I always think of her when I use it. But I always make sure that I don't have a bunch of stuff in it that I don't need, that won't be serving me as I carry it. And I always make sure that I've got a $100 bill stashed someplace in it, out, not where my regular money is, but stashed so that if something comes up, I'm always feel safe or comfortable.
Yes. I love that you shared that, because it's amazing that it's a $100 bill, but even a $50 bill already changes the vibration. Because if you have that all the time with you and you go throughout your day looking at, oh, I could easily buy that, or I could easily buy this, even though you don't, what that mm-hmm. does to you subconsciously is it says that I can have it, that I have, like, the money is there for me. And that, on a subconscious level and an energetic level, for many, many people, especially for women, it is very much a security thing, but it's also a sense of feeling of deserving. And so, there may be times when you actually will really need that, because let's say you don't have your card handy or whatever it is, but a $100 bill is pretty amazing. One of the actual, I think it was Esther Hicks who mentioned that in one of her talks, where she talks about a $100 bill from the point of view of law of attraction, Because when you are subconsciously saying, oh, I can afford that, I can have that, or I can buy that with that easily, even if you don't, your mind, your subconscious mind doesn't notice a difference between time and past, future, and when it's happening, right? So if you're feeling that, you will attract that. So this is a really good thing to have. So even if you start with $50 and have that with you all the time, that's actually really, really wonderful. And I can't see everybody here, but one thing is that if you look at your wallet and you're thinking, it's kind of looking tired, you don't need to spend a lot of money to get something that you like. You know, you want it to look clean. You want it to look like when you take it out, that it says something about you. It says of how you are in the world, of how you feel about yourself and about your money. So it doesn't have to be grand, you know. It doesn't have to be going out to buy a $500 wallet unless you want to. But it actually, money doesn't have anything to do with it. It has to be something that makes you feel good, makes you feel prosperous. And, you know, you're looking at it and it's interesting how much we use it and we don't even really think about it, right? And on a daily basis. So be mindful of that. So anybody have a question? Okay, we're good. All right. Money clutter action number 6. Exchange loose money for bills. Okay, so you're going to go on a scavenger hunt. You're going to look at all the places, your couch, your office, your coat pockets, all of these things where you could have not only money, but maybe even loose change. And then you're going to gather all of that up and you're going to take it to the bank and you're going to exchange it for bills. There is something psychologically fulfilling to see our money in an actual bill as opposed to coins. I don't know why, but you know, the fact that it can make your purse heavy on top of it. But there is something with that, even when you are exchanging it, when you're paying for something, when it's in paper form, it tends to carry more energy. And so that may sound really weird, but just do a split test for yourself. You know, you're paying for something with coins versus paying for something with an actual bill. And you'll notice there's some energetic level there, not only coming from you, but the person receiving it. So it's really interesting. And so, you know, go about and look at all for this, the loose change that you have. It's incredible where I have a jar where I put it all and then I go and exchange it when it's time. So if you want to do something like that, that could be really, really good and very, very helpful for you. So, okay. Now, does anybody have a question? We're good. Okay. Money clutter action number 7. This goes without saying, optimize your physical space. Okay, so I'm talking about look in your closet, start to move out clothes that you no longer want. What does your house look like? How cluttered is it? How cluttered is your office? How cluttered are your drawers? You know, where we put all of our little things like, oh, mail or what have you. Do you have it kind of like in a bin, in a pile? Because the reason why we want to optimize your physical space is because a clear mind and clear energy is always in alignment with space. Having space, you know, and you can discern this when you go and look at you go to somebody's house or you go to whatever it is, when you come in someplace, you get an energetic feel for it. And I'm not talking about organized clutter. You know, because there are things like, you know, people will like to put posters and stuff, all of that. And that's fine. And artwork, whatever. That's fine as long as that person has really thought it through and that's what they want in there. You know, that makes them feel happy. That makes them feel joyful. It's not forgotten space. It's intentional space. Like, Kim, your office is intentional space. You know, if you're thinking, oh, is she talking about me? Your office is intentional space. I've been in there, you know, and it makes you feel all good and happy and just joyful, right? So that is intention. You were intentional with that, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there is a difference where you, I'm sure, have gone into somebody else's office or somebody else's home, and you know that they just don't really care so much. So it's right at messy and chaos. And I'm sure that they have situations in their lives that are chaotic. And even relationships that can be chaotic. So, you know, it all goes hand in hand. And remember that the height of elegance is simplicity. And so if you can keep things in your space all organized and there's a purpose to it, you will start to elevate yourself in the same way. You can't help it. You are the person in charge of that. And that's the kind of frame of mind, frame of reference and perspective that you would have gone through. Okay, so I have a bonus one for you. Does anybody have a question on that? Okay, good. I have a bonus, okay? This is a money clutter action bonus. And you're not going to be surprised by this, but it is practice being grateful, okay? One of the fundamental things, if I ever just taught one thing, one of the fundamental things is, in terms of creating a vacuum and really accelerating your prosperity, is that you cannot get something for nothing. Okay? You cannot get something for nothing. So when you practice being grateful, it puts you in a space of being thankful, of wanting to give, wanting to serve, wanting to share your gifts, your talents, and why it is here that you are here at this very moment listening to me about this, is that this will cause and create a different set of domino effect that is a really, really good for you. And one of the ways to practice gratitude, and it's very, very simple, is this phrase: I am grateful now that I welcome in X. So remember the goal in mind that you had at the very beginning when we started this exercise, where you said, oh, I have this particular goal in mind. As you're practicing gratitude and as you are doing this, all of this decluttering, which, by the way, is always on an ongoing basis because you're always moving ahead, we're always moving forward, is to say that I am grateful now, or I am now grateful that I welcome in this. And you say that to yourself, and you know, there's this thing where you can repeat a lot of affirmations. You can do that if that works for you. But sometimes when it is so pure in your heart, you only say it once and you take it in, and that the power of that emotion creates ripple of something else. And so this is, again, never be fooled by any of this simplicity, right? And I made it as simple as possible. And I do this type of clearing all the time, all the time. And especially when I know I am stepping up to the next level of where I'm supposed to be on my purpose and my mission, I am even more vigilant of creating a vacuum, because it is an ongoing practice. And so now, you know, you have this little thing and you can start to tell people, oh yeah, that's so easy, I'm gonna go create a vacuum now, right? So they're going, what? She's fancy, where did she hear this? You know, but that's what it is. You are creating a vacuum. And one of the things is, have you all found this really helpful? Yeah, if you have found this really, really helpful, I want you to know that this is an invitation. This is an invitation that if you are finding things like this helpful, in my course, I have a course based on the book called A Course on Money Manifestation and Miracles, and it's a virtual program. It's self-study for 8 weeks, and you get all these types of bonuses where I couldn't put it in the book because it just would have been too much. So if somebody doesn't mind muting themselves. Oh my God, they're so excited about us. I love it. So anyways, for the next 7 days, because you are here, you can get this program for 50% off. And the code that you can use is BDAY1, and it's only for the next 7 days. So all you have to do, I'll send you the link afterwards, but all you have to do is go to moneymanifestationandmiracles.com/course. And that will serve you wherever you are, and it will serve you for years to come because you will have a lifetime access of it. And at 50% savings, you are well on your way to learning all these types of bonus teachings that are in the program. Things like how to and feel empowered with your boundaries, which is a big thing for women. What do you do when having money conversations and you're feeling anxious? All these types of things that aren't in the book are here. And I could not do a celebration without making sure that you also have access to this. And for the next 7 days, you have access to it at 50% off. So, and I'm so happy and grateful to be able to share that with you. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to close out this, the sharing of this slide, and I'm going to get back on, and then I can see you, and then I can see if you've got any questions. Okay, so I'm going to just stop that. Okay, so we are back. We are back. Hi, Tracy. Welcome, welcome. So lovely to see you here, and I'm now keeping track. So Sherry, you are also getting a e-copy as a gift for being here. Okay, so all you have to do is send me your information at info@maryflor.co. Okay, so we'll sort that all out there. But I'm gonna open it up to whoever is here. If you've got any questions, if you can ask me a question, you can take yourself off mute. If you can't ask a question, feel free to type it in the chat box, which is at the bottom, and I will answer it right now.